Meet Me There, Perched in the Dark. Written and read by K-Burb. This is a Marvel-DC crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Kate Bishop / Artemis Croc. Kate cannot help the squeal she makes as an arrow flies past her, lodging neatly into the trunk of a nearby tree. Her guards are at instant detention, swords drawn and pointed towards the forest the assailant is hidden in. No further arrows come, leading Kate to believe, perhaps foolishly, that she was not the intended target of the shot. A hunter, perhaps, whose prey had dodged death. Or a young soldier training, who had not been privy to the location of the princess. Still, the arrow and resulting sound had scared off the animals she'd been studying. She sighs, putting down her sketchbook and charcoal before standing to brush off her skirts. Peering through her guards, she can see a small figure, hidden in the shadows of an oak. Kate crosses her arms and calls out, "You might as well reveal yourself." She's got no interest in sending her guards in after the offender, but is aware they will insist upon doing so anyway. Duty of protection, this she understands, but it still seems foolish. "They will pursue you," she decides to add, and the members of her guard shift, as if ready to move. Kate places a hand on the shoulder of her captain, Flint Barton, a signal to relax his sword arm. He relents and the others follow, though they do not sheathe their swords, simply point them toward the ground. It is another moment before there is the sound of leaves crunching under light but nervous steps. The figure emerges from the woods, bow strung across their back, head down. Simple clothes. A common hunter, as Kate had expected. "Speak your purpose," Clint demands. He's not dumb. He can see as clearly as Kate does that they mean no harm. A young boy, perhaps, based on height and build, learning to hunt. To fend for himself.
"Just hunting, sir," the stranger replies. "My apologies. I did not know the princess was here."
Kate frowns. There's something in the hoarseness of the voice, the deliberate gruffness of the words, that doesn't feel quite like a natural tone. There's something familiar, too. In his stature, in the swoop of blonde hair she can just barely see peeking out from below his cap. "Raise your head," she demands. Slowly, the hunter does as commanded, and Kate startles. She knows those blue eyes, the hesitant curve of the lips as the person before her knows they are caught. Artemis Croc, dressed in the clothes of a hunter, the trousers of a man. Kate knows her, grew up alongside her. Watched as her father was disgraced, as Artemis lost her title, became a mistress to the young children of a local family. A position that Kate never felt suited her, not because of her title, but because of who she had been. So self-assured. It wasn't that Lady Artemis, Mistress Croc, was not nurturing or kind, but she was clever, strong-willed, poised to marry well and lead alongside someone. A small and secret part of Kate had wanted it to be her, one day, a notion she had brushed aside long before Artemis's disgrace. Her father wouldn't allow it. Nor would her cousin, the now queen. The silence stretches into impoliteness, and Kate weighs her options. "That's okay, boy," she says, chooses then and there not to reveal her. Mistakes are made. Something flashes behind the other woman's eyes. Gratitude? Suspicion? Uncertainty?
"Thank you,"
is all she says, tone still pitched down to that almost comical gruffness, now that Kate sees the truth. Kate tugs lightly on Clint's arm, and her captain looks to her now.
"This hunter's error has scared off the wildlife I was studying," she tells him. "Let us return to the castle."
He glances at Artemis once before nodding his confirmation. The guard attempts to close around her, but she pushes forward, forcing them to fan out behind her, still ready to leap to defense if required.
As they move forward, she brushes past Artemis, lowers her tone. "The gardens. Midnight," she says, "or I will reveal you to your employers after all." She knows it's a hollow threat, hopes that Artemis does not. She misses her friend, misses holding her hand, and something in her has stirred now. Kate cannot place it, just as she could not place Artemis's expression. It's curiosity, yes, and longing tinges it. But there's a need there, underlying it all, and that is what she cannot name. It is not the yearning she felt as teenagers, but something else, a new admiration, a want to be like Artemis, maybe. The arrow may have missed its prey, but it flew forward so sure of itself nonetheless, and something in that speaks to Kate. She'll sort it out. Kate always sorts it out. The end.